Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we do the last hadith under the chapter, the virtues of the dhikr, virtues of dhikr and virtues of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith, an Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu qala li Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala adulluka ala kanzim min kunuzil jannah, faqultu bala ya Rasulullah, qala la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, should I not show you one of the treasures of Jannah? So I replied, indeed. Who's saying this? Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu. I replied, indeed, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, these words, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power and might except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith is mentioned Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Musnad Ahmad and Ibn Majah. So the question might come to the mind that why is la hawla wa la quwwata, these words referred to as a treasure of Jannah? So ulama give a few explanations. One is it is similar to a treasure because these words la hawla wa la quwwata, we'll explain it just now further, they are extremely valuable and will draw many, many benefits, especially in Jannah. So the benefits of these words will be felt in Jannah. So it's as though these words are a currency for Jannah. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to it as a treasure from Jannah. The second explanation ulama gives is in paradise, in Jannah, it will change into a treasure. Allah ta'ala will make it such that these words that we were reading, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, simple words, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Allah ta'ala will make it such that it will take a physical form of a treasure ready for us in Jannah when we go there. This is one explanation that is given. Another explanation that is given, by these words, one is negating any ability and strength from his own self, from himself, and is attributing ability and strength to Allah Ta'ala. He therefore attaches himself to the everlasting mercies of Allah Ta'ala, which will help him to be protected from sin. Those mercies now have been referred to as a treasure from Jannah. The mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given a figurative form as a treasure from Jannah. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that should I not show you one of the treasures of Jannah. On one occasion, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he narrated these words, or he narrated that once he was in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he uttered these words. Who is this? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, very great sahabi. So he was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he uttered these words, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, do you know what is the meaning and explanation of these words? So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. This was a standard stock answer. Allah ta'ala give us also the tawfiq that sometimes even if we don't know a reply or we don't know the answer, sometimes we just, whatever comes to our mind, then we want to say it. But sahaba's stock answer in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. It was a sign of the humility of sahaba. He was not an ordinary sahaba. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was a very, very great sahabi. He was a faqih. But yet he said his reply to a simple meaning, translation being in Arab also, Allahu Rasuluhu A'lam. Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Otherwise it's impossible to think that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu didn't know the meaning of these words. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, do you know what is the meaning and explanation? Immediately he pulled back. Allahu Rasuluhu A'lam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't give an explanation to what is the meaning of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la hawla an ma'asiyatillahi illa bi ismatillah. That there is no ability to abstain from any guna. There is no ability to abstain from any sin except with the protection of Allah. Only if Allah protects a person, then this person can stay away from guna. That's what's the meaning of la hawla. No ability, wallah, I got no ability whatsoever to stay away from guna. Only if you protect me, then I can get protected from guna. So the first part is power to stay away from guna, ability to stay away from guna. Wala quwwata. The second part, wala quwwata, what it means, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, la quwwata ala ta'atillahi illa bi'awnillah. There isn't any strength to obey Allah Ta'ala except with the help of Allah Ta'ala. A person cannot obey Allah Ta'ala, he cannot do good deeds. The first is with regards to bad deeds. The second is with regard to good deeds. No person can do any good deeds except with assistance from the side of Allah. If Allah wants to assist the person, give the person the tawfiq, then only he'll do the good deed. For example, we woke up today, some may have read Tahajjud Salat, some came for Fajr Salat, some people will be fasting. So this was only from the help and assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what is the meaning of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That you cannot stay away from any guna except with Allah. You can't do any good deeds except with the help of Allah. In other words, you're showing all power and all might only lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every single thing, whether it be a small good deed, whether it be a big good deed. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. So this is such a beautiful words, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh has brought this as the last hadith under this chapter of dhikr, wherein he brought various dhikrs. So very easy way is a person should take out time daily, so make some time and make the different azkar. One we explain is the du'as. Person should try and stick the du'as at places where the du'as should be read. For example, entering the house, leaving the house, or person in his cupboard sticks the du'a, for wearing clothes like that, before going to the toilet, when leaving the toilet, before eating, after eating. So a person gets accustomed to reading these du'as. There's so many beautiful du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a journey, when a person is traveling, what he should read, etc. So all this automatically he's getting into the habit of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he's in the car. Today we heard la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. From the time we leave from here till we need hope, at least we can make amal on this one powerful treasure from the treasures of Jannah. Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq. As we all know, today is the day of Ashura. One thing we should do is, if we can't do anything extra in terms of tilawat of Quran, zikr, ibadat, etc., please stay away from every type of guna. Our eyes shouldn't go into any type of guna. Ears shouldn't go into any type of guna. Tongue should not go into any type of guna. As Abu Yunus Patel rahmatullah used to say, the person makes, he said, it's not a hadith, but it's a practice of many of the pious, that if they used to make a niyat that I'm going to bring in some good deed on this day, or I'm going to give up some evil, whatever evil I got in my life, I'm going to take it out. But they make a firm intention. Many people have found that Allah Ta'ala gave them the tawfiq because of the barakat of this Mubarak day, the day of Ashura. Most of us would be fasting, inshallah. So try and couple it up with one fast, either yesterday or one fast tomorrow. Not only keeping, because in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahih ibn Khudaymah's hadith, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oppose the Yahud and Nasara, oppose them. This was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fast one day before, fast one day after. Also, one important thing is, you should try and engage a lot in dua in this day. Very easy way, before the Maghrib Salah, try and come early to the masjid and engage in dua before the sun sets. Like that, when we are coming for all the salahs also, we can engage in dua. Sometimes what happens is people, the night before, up till very late, in the Mubarak day, most of it they end up sleeping. Or sometimes what happens is, a person is partying and all other things happen, and what happens is the value of the day goes away. So let us not lose the value of this Mubarak day. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.